We all need us and we might as well do this. Let's get married. That's right. I got engaged, Joe Coy.
I know.
Oh,
she told me too before you actually proposed. She called me. Your beautiful fiance called me. And she was like, I think he's going to propose. What should I say? Isn't that crazy?
And
I said,
lying?
You should say yes.
You're such an idiot.
I go, I think you should say yes.
She was told.
Can you let me finish?
No, because you're lying. You should let me get to my story and stop making my.
I go, three reasons why you should say yes. One, very attractive man.
Thank you.
Two, very stable man.
Thank you.
Three, he needs help.
What I need help doing, Joe?
Mentally, you need help. And she's the person that can actually provide that for you.
She keeps me
because
calm.
She keeps you grounded. Because the loose cannon that you were before her.
Oh, man.
If she would have met the Michael Yo that
oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
The shorts with cowboy boots.
Oh,
remember those days?
Never. Never.
Remember those days?
Never.
Investing money in a vape company. Remember those days?
You know what's funny to me is how Joe Coy made my engagement about him. You see what I mean? That's the type of person he is. Doesn't say, hey, how'd it go down? Oh, tell me about the story. Joe immediately opens up this whole podcast with, well, she called me. It's all about Joe, people. Well, one of the biggest days of my life, Joe turns it around and makes it about myself.
I didn't turn it around.
Yeah, you did. I apologize.
I'm saying congratulations.
No, you didn't.
Well, I'm saying it right now.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations. Okay. And I feel you owe me a thank you as well.
Wow.
Because I really had to talk her into this. She wasn't ready, man.
Joe has no idea who my girlfriend is. He met her once.
She's hot.
She is hot.
She's going to be a hot wife.
Oh, my goodness. And our baby's going to be just, whoa, way better looking than your kids.
Yeah. Oh, man. Congratulations, man.
Thank
you. Really
you.
Scored. And when I first saw that when you first started dating her, I knew she was the one for you.
How?
Because
the way I talked about her on the podcast, that's what everybody says on Twitter from that listen to our podcast. You're like, we knew as soon as you, because Joe would tease you, but you would keep going.
Yep. Yeah. I knew right just by the way you were talking about her.
She's
and how you were all like, no, I'm really focused on me and it's about me. And
what?
Blah, blah, blah. That's you before you met her.
Okay. Okay.
And then right when you met her, you're like, oh my God, I finally found the one. The one, and I love.
What was I dying?
I love her so much.
Sounds like I'm dying right now. The way you're doing my voice.
I love her so much.
I do love her so much.
I love her so much.
I still have
to cry.
Oh my God, I cried like a baby. I wasn't nervous till I walked up and she turned around because it was a total surprise and I saw her face.
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
let's describe to our listeners.
Can I walk through the whole process?
Yeah, I want everybody to know that Michael Yo is an engaged man. It
yes.
just happened this weekend to his beautiful fiance
Claire
Huxtable. and by the way, this is how it all went down. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's a surprise. We do it at the Malibu Wine Safari. This is
wow.
a safari.
That's beautiful.
And I had my producer call me and her in the car and say that I had a shoot in Vegas, which I do all the time. So she thinks I'm out of town.
Yeah.
So her
you
best
set her up big.
I set her up big. So her best friend, who's an actress, says, I got to go to the Malibu Safari winery for a PR thing. Because, you know, they always send people through the safari on PR and you take pictures and you Instagram and tweet about it. So my girlfriend's like, cool, I'll go with you. So she gets to the landing point where I'm going to get engaged. And she can't see me, but I can see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So the guy, even the guy that was serving the wine was in on it. Her friend, Claire's friend, Megan, looks at the guy and says, I got to go to the bathroom. The guy's like, well, I have the key and it's in the guest house, so I will have to take you. So they leave. I walk in. And this is like a 50-yard walk, and her back is to me.
Yeah.
So about 30 yards in, I'm saying, let my dog Paul go, and he'll run up with me with the ring.
Yeah.
Well, about 30 yards in, and 20 yards left to get to her, I turn around. The dog's just looking at me, not moving.
He has no idea.
No. He's not running towards me. I'm jumping up and down, almost doing jumping jacks behind my future fiancé, and she doesn't know what's going on. And finally, somebody hits him on the butt. And he shoots off.
Paul takes off.
And now I'm walking faster because he's going to pass me up and get to her before me.
Yeah.
So it's like this race with my dog. And finally she sees me. She goes, what are you doing? Looks down at the dog, sees the ring on the dog because the dog carried it in.
You put a fucking ring on the dog's back.
Yeah. It was so sweet.
How about if that dog took off with the ring?
Then I'm screwed. But
all right. So what happens? So she sees the dog with the ring on the back.
She starts crying. I started, because you know, you always have something you're going to say.
Yeah.
And I started, I mean, just like ugly crying.
Oh,
Joe.
Man. Can we step through that again? Just say what you said. Just say it. For the women that are listening, this is what he said.
I said, I love you so much. I said, I can't imagine my life without you.
Oh, my God.
Every day that we're not married is a wasted day.
It is.
You're everything to me. Everything.
You're everything to me.
Will you marry me? I dropped one down, one knee, opened the box. She says, yes. I close the box and say, okay, great. Put it in my pocket. I forgot to give her the ring.
What?
I'm so nervous. I forgot to give her the ring, Joe. So I'm seeing her crying. Oh, and we're hugging. And then I look down at her hands. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to give you the ring. So I get down again and ask her to marry me. I asked her twice.
No way.
I proposed to her twice. Put the ring on. Now, the next step, that was the first surprise.
Yeah.
The second surprise is when we turn around, I say, hey, I'm going to get your hair and makeup done here. We're going to shoot engagement photos because I wanted to knock it out right there.
Wow.
It was such a special moment. So I had hair and makeup waiting for her. Now, she didn't know the hair and makeup was from her best friend she hasn't seen in 2 years, since 5 years old. Best friend in the world.
Wow. So you flew the best friend out.
Flew the best friend out, put her up and everything. So what I don't realize is I'm walking back to this house, and about 50 yards away when we turn around after I propose, there's three people on a bench just watching us. And I'm like, that's weird. Somebody will watch somebody's private moment. And then I hear them scream, that was the most romantic proposal ever. Oh, we love you. I'm like, I don't know. Claire's like, who's that? I don't know. We walk about 20 yards further. So now we're about 20 yards from him. No, I got to set it up. They go, Michael? Like, it kind of like, what the, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I can't see them because the sun is behind us. So all I see is their silhouettes. And they're 20 yards away. I go, hi. She goes, Michael, yo. And I'm just got engaged, a girl screaming out my name. I'm like freaking out inside my head. And then she goes,
what about this baby?
Yes, yes, exactly. So she goes, it's Kendall, and starts running towards me.
Wow.
Running towards me. Now I'm freaking out. My girl's like, who's Kendall? So she gets to me. It's Kendall Jenner.
Nice.
Kendall Jenner. I've known her for 8 years, since she was 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole Kardashian. So it's Kendall, Gigi Hadid, and some other people. So she gives me a big hug. Great moment. My girlfriend meets Kendall Jenner. She congratulates us. So not our parents, not our best friends is the first person to congratulate us. It's Kendall Jenner.
Wow.
How random is that?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool story. So then we go into the house. She gets her makeup done. Her friend has her back to the door. She walks in. She turns around. Rah! They start crying again.
They start crying.
So we take beautiful engagement photos. You can check them all out.
I saw them.
At Michael Yo. Check out my Instagram. I'm in love with my woman so much. And then on the way to the restaurant, we're in Malibu, I set up a surprise party.
Look at you.
At Aventine in Hollywood. What's great about this, she's calling her mom, she's calling her brother, she's calling all her family members. I just got engaged. And they're saying, oh my God, that's so great, 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 great. Hanging up the phone. They're all there at the restaurant taking her phone call, waiting for us to get there.
She has no idea.
So she shows up, boom, surprise. All our family and friends are there. It's the most amazing. So she got three huge surprises. And I got to tell you.
That's how a prince does it.
Thank you. Let me tell you, Joe, everybody asked me, does it feel different? And 100%. I haven't had this much joy in my life. Like, I love her so much. I do. It's the most amazing day of my life.
Look at him. He's getting teary-eyed right now.
I know. I'm just so happy, man. I've never been so happy in my life. I love this woman to death.
Look at you, man.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You deserve her.
Yes. Yes.
And stop dwelling on that one time she went to Hawaii with her girlfriend.
Now you're making up stuff. Here he goes, making up stuff again. You're taking away a beautiful moment, and now you're making. Why do you always try to make it about you, Joe? Can't you give me one moment to myself, please? Please. I just got engaged, and now you're making up another story.
What kind of suit did you wear? Was it dope? Please tell me it was hot.
No, for the engagement.
Yes.
I want. I okay. I didn't want to upstage her, so I dressed down because she didn't know she was getting engaged. So she was dressed down. But engagement photos, man, I went Ted Baker. I had her and Walter Mendez. He made a special gown for it. Dude, it was sick.
That's how you do it.
Oh, my God.
Who designed your ring? You did it yourself?
With the help of this guy named Peter.
That's a good plug. Peter, if you guys, anyone out there that's getting ready Peter to propose, propose to their ladies.
Peter Jim.
If you need help designing an engagement ring, there's a guy named Peter. Good plug.
His name is
Peter the Ring Dude.
You're right. Yeah. Peter Young. He's with Insta Gems and Diamonds.
Nice.
And it's in downtown in the Diamond District. And it took me 2 months to find the right diamond and the setting. And I with his help, put it all together. And man,
it's beautiful.
It's on my
gold or gold or platinum?
Platinum and silver.
Nice.
Because I found about
platinum,
like, platinum holds it, holds the diamond. And then you want silver at the bottom because platinum.
Dents and gets weak.
So, I mean, it was amazing, Joe. And then I invited you to the party, but, you know, you were performing and not caring.
But I was, you know what I was doing? I'm saving up money to buy you a nice wedding gift.
Just like my birthday gift that you said you got that you still haven't given me? Yeah, okay. I'll be waiting for that one. Now
I lost the receipt.
Now, let me ask you this.
I'm supposed to return it. If
I invited you to the wedding, would you
come? I'm going.
You're going?
Hell yeah, I'm going.
Okay. Now, would you be offended if you weren't like
a groomsman?
Yeah.
No.
Because I'm like, who wants to be a groomsman?
No one really wants to be
a
groomsman.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not even making that up.
My best man, my dad.
I think that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Your dad should be your best man. You don't like to drink anyways.
Yeah, I would be
so
the
it's
most
not even about the fucking
bachelor party.
You probably going to mix it with your wife. You know what I mean? You're probably
not doing that.
Oh, you're not going to do like a joint party?
I'm going to let her doing her thing, and I'm going to do my thing.
Oh, that's cool. Well, can I go to that?
Yeah. Well, do it. Just book a club in Vegas, and then we'll all go to your show, and then we'll go out afterwards.
Ooh.
Let's do that.
We should do something like that.
We still need to go to your restaurant and do the podcast.
When do you want to do it? Dude, I told you I'd fly you out.
I'm ready whenever.
See, Mike, well, we've been busy this month.
Yeah, we both have.
So let's now
I've been
this will be my engagement to you guys. My engagement present to you guys.
Me going to your restaurant and doing
I'll
a podcast.
I'll fly you away from her and feed you. No, I'll fly you and her out.
Okay. Her parents live there too.
Oh, cool. So then you guys can just stay with them.
Yeah.
So cheap, right? Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said. But I would expect nothing less.
Oh, stop. I'll get you a fucking room.
I don't need your money. When have I ever taken money from you on a show?
Never.
Thank you.
Not once.
Not once.
And that's what I love about you. You appreciate the hustle and the game.
So do. Gemma always says, hey, I have your check. And she tries it. Like, nah. This dude is my mentor.
Dude, see, God damn it. That's how you get down.
Yeah.
So let me fly you out then. Let's fly you and your lady out.
And then we'll
do three pods.
No, we need to do four, like 2 hours. But this is what I see. This is what I envision when we're doing it. Fans of you and me come out, and it's almost like live where
we
do 2 hours of live
questions. Bro, that's what we're going to do.
And we cut it up into four episodes.
And we can let people eat around us.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be eating.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
It'll be amazing. Now, what do you serve? I don't understand the full concept.
I don't mean to upstage you right now.
Please
do.
It
is your engagement day, and I don't want to leave this by talking about meat and restaurants.
No,
stuff.
We do.
Okay, cool.
Because
it's called Yo-J.
Yo-J or Yo-J Live?
You know, I make up. I say the name wrong all the time.
How do you spell it?
It's Y-O-J-I-E. Okay, and it's LV, Las Vegas. So Yo-J.
Yo-J.
And it's in Village Square.
Okay.
In off of Sahara. It's 9440 West Sahara. So it's just by Summerlin. So since your lady's parents live out there, they'll know exactly where it's
at. They live in Lake Las Vegas? Or?
Oh, they live right by my restaurant.
Oh, really?
No shit.
Yeah.
They live in the lakes.
Yeah.
Is that lake or Lake Las Vegas?
It's they got the golf courses and all that stuff down there.
Oh,
and the Hilton and the...
okay, they live in lakes.
Lakes, okay.
I mean, they live in Lake Las Vegas.
Lake Las Vegas,
okay,
yeah.
That's dope. But they'll still know where it's at. But I'm by
the way. But I was asking you what kind of food. What
it's
type of
Japanese fondue? It's we give you your high quality meat, thinly sliced, a hot pot of water or sukiyaki broth.
Okay.
And then you dip the meat in. Shabu shabu means swish swish. You just a couple times you swish it. Eat it with your rice. Dip it in the sauce.
So it's sort of like sushi meat.
No.
Is it automatically cooked when you do it twice?
It's yeah, about three times, and it's already ready to go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we got Wagyu beef there, the stuff that's flown in from Japan. It's like, you know, it costs us a shit ton of money just to get like a brick of this meat. And then it's so good. I mean, you don't even have to cook that. You can eat that raw.
How do you like being an owner of a restaurant?
I couldn't believe, Mike, and I think you should actually get into this too. I think you should find a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you're really going to be amazed at the what is it called? How the fans respond, because they are really responding.
Oh, that's awesome.
To my restaurant.
I see them always tweet about it. I see them always ask when the podcast is going to happen. I see the restaurant filled up all the time.
Yes.
I saw Bruno Mars stop by.
Bruno Mars came. It's been crazy, man.
You've had the Black Eyed Peas stop by.
Yep.
I mean, that's awesome. All the love
you're going to be there.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it's just funny because you have no idea how your fans really appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I was really nervous when I bought into this restaurant. I was like, fuck, man. How about if no one comes? And they came.
But you got to remember, the fans are one thing. But once it comes down to the eat, it has to be good food. So not good food, they'll let you know and then they won't come back.
Exactly.
So you must be crushing in the food. And it's good to have good people around you when you start a restaurant.
Yeah,
because you can't do it by yourself because you're traveling.
And you know Anton.
Yeah, I love Anton.
Yeah. So he's just my extension in Vegas. So the one thing that was making me nervous about being a restaurateur, is that what you say? Is that how you say it?
No. But
someone that restaurateur or something like that. Well, anyways, an entrepreneur outside of my game, which is stand up.
Yeah.
I didn't want my Instagram to become a restaurant. You know what I mean? Where I keep pushing my restaurant. Like, I want it to exist on its own. And then whenever I am in Vegas, then I go in and then I push it. Because that can be really bad. Because then it's going to start fucking
annoying
with my... Plus it's going to fuck up with what I'm doing. So that's why I stay away from it for like 3 weeks, you know? And I stay, you know, promoting me and doing stuff that I'm supposed to be doing for my
career. I like your hat. Is that your logo?
Yeah, you want it?
Oh, no.
Okay. And I was going to charge you.
That was garbage.
You're going to... See how quickly we left? But anyways, that's I want to make sure that I do the... I don't want to be like...
That guy
that's just pushing a restaurant. It's just like, but now they're going for the food, man. People, we got regulars that just keep coming back.
I can't wait to go.
You're going to love it.
I cannot.
Especially
wait to
you'll love it because it's very healthy. It's you know, the fresh vegetables. It's just a big pot of vegetables that we give you, and you'll love it.
I love how he still hasn't mentioned he took my name, and then he took the J from Joe Coy and called it Yo Joe.
Yeah, that's the name of the restaurant. The original name of the restaurant was the Yo Joe Show. And then we were like, no, then that's too
obvious.
Now it's
just Yo J.
Yeah.
He kept my name and just used the J out of his name.
Yes.
And I'm not getting anything out of this.
Nothing at all. There's also
actually am going to sue you.
There's actually a beef combo that we sell called the Yo Platter. The Michael Yo Platter.
I will punch you in the face.
I swear to God. And it's our hottest seller. It's our hottest seller.
It's called Yo Meat.
Eat Yo Meat. And it's actually light skin. It's light skin meat. Yeah, it's light skin. It doesn't get too dark.
Can't cook it too dark.
Yeah, too dark. It's not that
you
good.
You never can burn this meat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always light.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
So let's plan a date where I get to bring you out.
Okay, well, let's do it right now.
And your wifey.
Let's do it right now. Let's do it right. For all the fans, we are putting this in the calendar, and this is going to be let me do one thing at once. I got to tell you something that's very serious.
Oh, boy. It's very serious.
What about... Now, you want to do this on a Saturday or Sunday?
Oh,
well,
man.
You can't do it.
Well,
on...
if it's on a Saturday, we got to find a date that I'm not out.
Well,
so
you let me know.
No, I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
I think I found something.
What's that?
How about on a Sunday? Can you do it on
a Sunday? Yeah, I can do Sunday. That's better for me.
I can fly it. Oh, wait. Ooh.
Whoa.
How about a Friday?
I can do a Friday.
That way I can leave for San Diego on Saturday.
You have a show on San Diego?
Or you could do the show with me in San Diego.
Where? Give me the date, son.
It's August 22nd. It's at Humphreys by the Bay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in Paris from the 20th to the 30th. What with my fiance? I'm in France, son.
Are you really?
With my fiance for 10
guys,
days.
So you guys are going on vacation?
Yeah, my parents gave us a trip to France for our
engagement. Yo, I knew your dad was holding out on that money. That motherfucker. I knew it.
He's like, you black now, son. You black now.
Your dad has been rich a long time.
They so happy to have a potential grandson. They giving me everything. I never knew they had this much money.
Can I call your mom?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Let's call my mom. She's so excited.
I can't wait to talk to you.
What do you mean? You don't have my mom's number. Don't even pull out your phone like that. I will punch you in the eye.
Then whose picture is this?
Don't even start.
It says, yo mama.
Don't even start. Okay, let's put my mama. You talk to mama.
Is she on speaker?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Well, you have a horrible phone.
Oh, what are you talking about? That's great. It's a Sam.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Micah.
No, it's something better than Michael.
No, it's not.
It's Joe Coy. Oh.
Hey, Joe, are you calling for Michael phone?
Yeah, Michael left his phone at my house.
I did not, Mom. I'm here.
He was doing lots of drugs again. You know how Hollywood is. And I'm just trying to get a hold of him, and I just thought maybe you would know where I could get a hold of him.
He's right behind you.
You know what? That's not him.
It's another guy.
Well, I can recognize my son's voice.
Thank you, Mom.
Your mom.
You
can I just say something about you, Mama Yo? Your voice is just as sexy as you are.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And you need to hear that. You need to hear that a lot. You are a very well put together woman.
What are you doing?
When
Joe?
I met your mom when she in Houston, she came to my
show.
Oh,
when you made her wait 3 hours to meet
you? I did not make your mom wait.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom is just very polite.
No, my mom waited, and I was Mom, how long did you wait?
Oh, wait for 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
That's the average wait time when you stand in the back of the line.
What?
Mama Yo, let me tell you something. How do you feel? Not tell you something. Let me ask you something. How does it feel to know that you might be a grandma here pretty soon?
I am very happy and excited.
That baby's gonna be so cute, huh?
Oh yeah, that baby's gonna be so pretty. Could you imagine that baby have all the race? Oh.
Let me tell you why that baby's gonna be good looking. You ready for this, Mama Yo?
What is it?
Because your genes are involved.
You're such a kisser.
Hey,
your looks.
You try butter me up. What is this for?
She's not dumb,
no,
Joe.
No, she's not.
No, she's on. She's Asian.
She's on me.
Yeah.
Well, not. I'm coming to Houston. I just want a home-cooked meal.
No, you see, she didn't say yes at all. She's like, oh, that's nice.
I'm coming over. I don't care. I'm sleeping in Michael's old room.
So, Mike, is your place, what you're doing this afternoon?
Did you understand? See, that's what I'm saying. Did you understand my
mom? Yeah, I understood what she
said.
What
did she say?
She said, how do you feel in the afternoon?
No, she did not. Oh.
No, what Mike is doing out there, what you're doing this afternoon?
Oh, she said, what are you doing this afternoon?
We're doing a podcast right now, Mom.
She can't hear you because you're on speakerphone.
I know. That's why she can hear me.
Mama Yo, can you hear your son?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know no one loves you more than me.
Well, thank you. Very
flattered. You're welcome. Here's your son.
Bye, Mom. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
See, that's Mama Yo right there.
Yo, she is amazing. That woman,
you
mean,
see, she cut through your bullshit so fast.
Yeah,
she's like, what
good.
Do you want? What
That's
do you
any
want?
Mom. It has nothing to do with what ethnicity they are. Moms are just fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, look, no bullshit. What the fuck do you want? That's what she said.
She did. In a very nice way.
You want to borrow money, you son of a bitch? You heard about the Paris trip? That's what she said. You found out that Papa Yo has money, huh?
That's right.
Papa Yo's been sitting on that fucking money.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that fool had money. I knew it.
You know what?
I knew he had money when he came to my show in a leather fucking sports coat.
Did he really?
He had a leather sports coat with a handkerchief. And guess what? It was in the middle of the summer. It was 100 degrees in Houston.
But he hired a bunch of people around him to fan him in the middle of the show.
He goes, you go ahead and talk to that little motherfucker. I'm going to be in the car. I need to turn the AC on so I can keep my goddamn jacket on.
I just want y'all to take away from that conversation Joe had with my mom. He made my mom
laugh.
Wait 30 minutes. Oh. 30 minutes.
I thought you were complimenting me.
No, not at all.
Making her laugh.
No.
Oh, but made her wait 30 minutes. I didn't make her wait. She was just very polite. She knew that my fans were, you know, first of all, they were bombarding me. I mean, we had security backing him up, and I saw her in the back.
Okay. Anyway, you made my mom. We got to end this podcast.
Yes.
And
there's two things that we learned today.
What did we learn, Jim?
One, there is love out there.
My God. Love is so great.
Okay. I know there's a lot of doubters out there.
Don't doubt.
I.e. myself. But I think I found love. But I will say this. Trust your instincts.
Thank you.
And stop doubting yourself. Sometimes your heart speaks louder than your fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your mind fucking tells your heart the wrong shit.
That is the most profound thing you have said on this podcast in a year and a half.
And I will say this. That gut feeling is a real feeling.
Yes.
That's not fake. That's not imaginary. That's not a myth. Mm-mm. That shit is true. When your gut is telling you something, you might want to go with it.
And the second thing?
The second thing is, Mama Yo likes me more. and Papa Yo got money.
And the third thing is how Joe takes my biggest day and makes it all about him.
I did not do that.
You did do that. Ernie, did he? Yeah, I see that. Yeah, you did.
Well, you know, at least I gave Peter the right shout out.
Yeah, you did correct me on that.
Congratulations, right. Michael Yo.
This weekend, Friday and Saturday, only 4 shows. Sacramento. I will be in Sacramento. Punchline. Nice. Joe, where are you going to be at? Show.
This week, I'm on vacation.
Nice.
I'm going on a houseboat with the Malosh family and my son and his cousin. And we'll be gone for a week. And then we'll be at the Hermosa Beach Comedy Magic Club. And Michael Yo is going to grace the stage as well.
Yeah. 4 shows?
4 shows.
Saturday and Sunday?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Next week. August, what is that? 8th of the shit or something like that?
Yeah.
All right, you guys, that was fun. Michael Yo is now a married man. So every chick that is hot and is following him, unfollow him.
And if you love, check me out at Michael Yo on Instagram.
Joe Coy, Jokoy. Bye.